All right, so I press the button here. I don't know, Beth might want to share about something big that happened with her. Do you want to say something, Beth?
Oh, you mean about Steve's passing?
Yeah.
Okay, my beloved boyfriend of 16 years has made his transition on Saturday, and he's an older fellow. And lived a long life. And he was a very strong Catholic all his life, went to mass every Sunday. So I don't know what I want to say about it, Kate, except when someone passes over that are very sure that they're still a separate self, and they've been heaped in a lot of religious dogma. How do you envision that when their body dissolves, is there still a mind that's happening with someone who was steeped in religious dogma?
Well, remember, there's no individuality at all. No one's but dying, no one's being born. That's the truth. So even in,
but if, when you believe that you are identity strongly, like he did.
But he gave himself over, right? If he's a true Catholic practicing his religion, then he would have had a religion that was, you know, Jesus says it is finished, and then he said, "Here's your son, this is your mother, and mother, this is your son." So basically cutting all worldly connections. He's teaching the same kind of a thing, how to leave the body without regret, without remorse, without the fear of dying. And if you're truly a Catholic or you're truly any religion and you have this conscious contact, whatever you want to call it, and you're saying, okay, into your hands, I commend my spirit. It is finished. Then that's it. Because again, remember, there is no individuality. There's no, and Maharaj talks about this whole concept of rebirth, but there's no birth to have rebirth. And even if you believe that there's birth, there's no birth. Now, while you're in the body form, you may have ideas and beliefs and all this sort of thing about yourself. But if you're devoted and you're saying, okay, God, as I understand God, I'm giving myself to you. I'm not thinking about the people I left behind or the body relations or the things that I could have done differently or any of these things. You know, if he's, as you said, a devout Catholic, then he had the priest who came in and gave him the last rites. And that is, into your hands, I give my spirit. There's no fear of dying because you're looking forward to a heaven. But in the heaven, as a sense of, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body because the spirit is leaving this body and joining my creator, which is okay because it's presence. See, there's no heaven, there's no hell because there's no life, there's no birth, there's no death. It's formless presence that touches with a lump of goo and creates a story. Just like in your dream state, you have a dream, you see people moving around within the dream, and they may have a life and they may be doing things, maybe somebody gets hit by a car, whatever, but they're not going to hell or heaven. You wake up, the dream is finished. It's the same. This is what all spirituality is trying to impress. You are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. Now, if you truly believe you're a body, then you'll be kind of restless and you'll have ups and downs and you'll have pains and all this stuff while in the body form. But as Maharaj says, prior to beingness, you weren't Catholic. Prior to beingness, you didn't know about birth or death. After leaving the body, you are not Catholic, nor do you know about birth or death. Nothing continues because there's nothing there. There is nothing. All of this something is illusion. Entire world is illusion. Everything you're doing is illusion. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, job, son, daughter, is all illusion. You are formless. You are not going to ever not be formless. You're in the illusion of formlessness using form. Everything else is concept. You say, oh, if this person wasn't enlightened when they die, what happens? But there's no death. I think in the video today, Maharaj says it beautifully. If you get rid of this birth, then the concept of death is no more. How, if you were never born, how can this concept of what happens when I die be? There's no death. There's no birth. There's no life. You are formless presence. Knowing this while in the form, you'll have complete and total peace while you're in this form-based existence. If you don't know yourself in a real sense while you're in this form-based reality, then you will have ups and downs and restlessness, but hopefully you'll learn. And if you're in, like you said, devout Catholic, and you're going to the hospital, and they say, you know what, tonight's your last night, priest comes in, gives last rites, you hold your loved one's hand, but you give yourself to God. The fear of death leaves you because I'm ready. I'm done. I'm not holding on to this illusory world any longer. What happens after this, I don't know, but I have faith that I'm not here, and that's okay.
You just go into a dreamless sleep.
Every night.
Every night.
Every night people, quote, die. You no longer know yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then suddenly the next day, here you are. Oh, okay. Well, if you didn't wake up the next morning and say, here you are, then what would happen?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Ramana would said, that you die every night.
And all the only ones who say you're dead, you definitely don't say you're dead. The ones that say you are dead is the formless presence that's still using form, that's seeing another form that's no longer animated by the formless presence and saying that the label for that body is dead. And this is not true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're not identified with the body, there's no birth and death. If you are identified with the body, you'll believe that you're living a life. You'll believe in the struggle and all this sort of thing. And you're going to leave anyway, because there's no leaving. You're everywhere. You are the formless presence. And there's no do-over.
But we're only aware of it when we have a body to to express it.
Yes, you're only aware of your own self, of your own existence through the body.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a body,
so
you are.
We won't be aware when this body dissolves.
There won't be, because there'll be nothing other than yourself. You will have returned to your natural state, which is nothing or everything. But you can't even say nothing and everything, because there's only that. So you can only say other when there's this illusion of separateness, when there's the illusion of duality, and the concept of experiencing because of belief in being a body in a world. But in your true nature, you can't say nothing, you can't say something. It's all of everything, but there's nothing else other. So there's nothing to know, there's no instruments of knowing. You just are.
Well, John, what do you think of all the mediums that bring in the spirits, and people are still concerned about what's going on with Aunt Matilda, or all that business that they go, all this stuff from the so-called astral plane or whatever, that they bring in spirits from the other realms? What do you think of all that stuff?
Formless presence playing with form.
Okay.
Even though there may be no concept of this, this is the reality. It's just as if you go again, the dream is so beautiful. If we dissect a dream and we truly understand that the same consciousness that's creating our so-called waking state is the same consciousness that's creating our dream, we can say exactly what you just said. Tonight I lay down, I'm sleeping. And within my dream, there are some people who are doing, you know, soul searching and astral projection, and there's a whole big conference on how to use astral projection and all of this. And within the dream, everybody's talking to one another and saying these things, and some people are really getting good at the astral projection, and they're teaching others how to astral project. And these are all concepts, because remember, what you impress reflects. So the spirit that's creating all of this on your spontaneous presence, this entire world is appearing and moving around. That's what consciousness does. It creates. And when given vehicles for creation, imagination creates entire worlds. None of them are true, but they will appear very real, as in your dream state. You lay down, boom, an entire world is created. Think about your dreams. You may swim in the ocean, which means you created an entire ocean, and you as a swimmer in this ocean. But you wake up, you're not wet. This formlessness, knowing of the existence, creates this consciousness, which creates this world and this appearance, but none of it is true. Because even the primary, I exist, is not true. Because yes, there's existence, but there's no need to know of this existence. It's the absence of existence where existence has appeared. But as soon as the existence comes, there's something experiencing I exist.
But there's no entity that travels from life to life, from one, idea of like, oh, well, that was that life, and now I'm going to reincarnate again, and, you know, there's I'm going to bring all my baggage with me, so I didn't solve all my problems the first time, so now I'm coming back to do it again. I mean, there's a lot of people who say that.
But you don't choose. You didn't choose, and I think Maharaj in his latest video said you didn't choose to come in this existence as a man or a woman.
No.
You just appeared. And you weren't born. You're the formlessness that discovered existence and took this body form, so to speak, and held this body, and then were told that you are this body, and began acquiring concepts from the position of being a body in a world. See, mom and dad didn't tell you, listen, Kathleen, we're going to label your body Kathleen, but you're actually more like the space in the room in which this body form is. Now, Kathleen, this body form is going to go through and do various things and all this, but none of that's happening to you. You will always be the space, and you'll never be the form.
Right.
And then when you look around, you say, oh, there's a lot of form within the space that I am. But no, instead, mom and dad, because they believe they're separate bodies, told you, you're a body, there's form, and you're a form in this form-based existence. And everything you learned, that's why Maharaj says, all knowledge, no knowledge is knowledge. All knowledge, discarded. Everything you've ever known about yourself is untrue. Throw it away. Everything that you've ever acquired, memories and all this. I think Maharaj, again, in this latest video, he says, no past, be born right now, today. And you're born formless. All the activities, all the things, you've already heard the truth. Maharaj has told you the truth. The truth is in all the books. You've heard the truth now your entire existence of you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. So today is the day, now that you know you're formless, you discard this birth, which was the creation of a form-based illusion, and you're born again as formlessness. Now you're living as formlessness. And now you can perceive the world as formless. What is the world perceived as formless? It's perceived as scenes and nothing more. And you have an instrument to use, like a video game. It's a very cool kind of three-dimensional video game. But something is happening and you say, oh my God, this is so bad. This is so terrible. Terrible for whom? It's a drama.
Already living in virtual reality, we just don't know it.
Yeah, it's a drama in which you play your part. And it doesn't have anything to do with your everyday working life. You know, you do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. You, like Maharaj says, you don't become somebody who's like, well, now that I'm spiritual, I cannot work, so I'll just go around begging and let everyone know that the reason I'm begging is because I'm too spiritual to work.
Yeah.
So, no, don't do that. You are not body. And like Maharaj says in this video, very beautiful, he says, past is gone, it's dead. Be born today, be born formless, as you know you are, and start experiencing the world as formless. Throw, discard all these memories of being informed, because you're not. Every time the mind presents any ideas or concepts or thoughts to you, it can only do that about form, because mind came along with the body. Well, you're not a body, so everything the mind tells you is pretty much completely useless. So when the mind tries to trouble you, you just say, oh, no, no, no. It's like we talked about black and white TV and color TV. If you started getting thoughts in black and white and you were seeing a color world, you would say, no, 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 this black and white TV, it's obvious that that's not the reality. What are you doing? And the mind, same thing. Mind says, oh, you better be worried. You're getting older and this is happening. And look at that friend over there who's being going to the doctor and getting bad reports and all this. But you're formless. And you will be formless whether this body is here or not. You just want to be experiencing this body-based illusion. But you can only experience an illusion for so long until you wake up. Just like in dream at night. You can only experience the dream and be the millionaire with the fancy cars and the plane. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, that was really nice, but I'm not experiencing that now.
Sir, is it completely coming out of the idea of, you know, separated I? What is the meaning of understanding? Is it does it mean that, you know, completely coming out of the idea of wrong I-ness? That's it.
Well, the I-ness is the first illusion. I exist. There's something that you are that doesn't exist. The sense of existence creates the illusion of duality. You don't exist as this. All of this thing that you're seeing, you're Rami trying to be spiritual, trying to be one with selfless self, trying to remove the ideas of being Rami, but you're a formless presence. Rami doesn't exist. Nothing exists except selfless self. Maharaj says very nicely, accept your selfless self. No God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, no disciple. Nothing is there. Now think of these words deeply. Nothing except your selfless self. That means Rami, John, Kathleen, Manohar, Keith, Kumar, and Beth do not exist because they're other than selfless self. There is nothing but selfless self. Where the dream of selfless self is having as this experience of I exist, and we're believing ourselves to be separate, just like in a dream you would. If you had a dream tonight and you saw yourself, and we talked about maybe you're walking in a park, you see a very lovely woman and you start talking to her, and within your dream you decide to get married and have a life and all of this stuff, but the woman you're married is nobody. And the Rami that you're using within the dream is nothing, because it's all appearing in the consciousness, in the dream consciousness. Rami, the person, so to speak, the body form, is laying down, eyes closed. So this dream of Rami is nothing. And now when Rami, this presence, the body, the essence can no longer be sustained because, as Maharaj said, it's food body. You keep feeding and watering it. It grows very nice, but it also deteriorates. It's the five elemental body. So this five elemental body is going to return to the five elements. It's not yours. You're like leasing it, I think Maharaj talks about. leasing it, meaning during this span of existence of body-based illusion, I, the formlessness, am using this form. It's a rental. Then this rental drops off. My lease is over because this body can no longer sustain the essence. And then this body-based illusion is no more. I'm no longer experiencing the illusion because I just am back to my normal reality of reality, which I'm never losing the reality because I'm only using this body within the illusion. Remember, we talk about illusion as if it's something, but well, that's why we have to be very, very careful with our words. And remember that we're prior to the first word. All words came along with the body. Prior to being this, you didn't know anything about words. When the spirit clicked with the body and you said, I, so many words came along. And then you heard what the meanings of these words were through others who also were using these words. And now you're trying to discover yourself that's wordless using the words that you've been given. And the men gave the concepts behind the words. Otherwise, they're just squiggly lines on a page. But there's a meaning to the words that's given after the body. Prior to body, the words have no meaning. After leaving the body, the words have no meaning because the words are only used within the body-based illusion.
That's why it can really look like hypocrisy saying what we're saying, but you have to see it for yourself, I guess, to
spontaneous conviction. Meditation is so important. You must invite the attention of the invisible listener. Remain with yourself, the self, concentrate on the concentrator, and just be there. This sense of presence, this overwhelming, powerful feeling, I exist. Who knows I exist? We don't need to know this right now. We just feel the sensation I exist, or I am presence, spirit, power, energy, whatever you want to call it, Shakti, whatever you want to call it. You just remain there. And now that you know this, you feel this, it's like, oh, okay, this is the formlessness. Except this, there is no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master, nothing is there. Now it makes sense. The form can't be this. This is permeating all the form and allowing the power to move the forms and the creation to continue creating and destroying forms, but this is all there is.
Now, John, why do you think the mind created these ideas of God and Brahman and Master? And it's all a mind-created thing, but what is motivating that? Why is it that we don't just say, well, okay.
So we could experience variety, I would think.
There is no why. Again, everything is spontaneous. When you've come into the body form, you're given concepts from other people, and you collect these concepts. Because let's face it, you come in, you're empty. You don't know anything. You have no concepts. You don't even know your own self as you exist. Until you start to understand that you exist as something separate, you're just basically formlessly aware. And you don't even understand that you exist as something separate. Once this is impressed, I am something. I exist. I am somebody else. Parents tell you all these things, and you start to gather knowledge. Maybe one parent is Jewish, one parent is Catholic. Maybe both parents are non-religious. You collect these concepts. But as you grow, and as you go to other places, more concepts are coming. Then you have this idea that you're choosing which concept to take on. And instead of taking on concepts, you should be discarding concepts. But as far as why, there's because all of this is illusion. In your dream tonight, it could be the same thing. Maybe you dream tonight that there's a bunch of Buddhist monks and you're walking up a mountain and you go to them, and within your dream, you feel your presence for the first time dissolving your body. And you feel one with everything, and you think, wow, these Buddhists really know what the hell they're doing, because I am no longer feeling myself. But it was a dream. It was, who knows why?
Yeah, but maybe it's because of the vulnerability of the body, then there's a tendency to want to some kind of security. you know, so that we make up these stories about, you know, who, you know, there must be a higher power because, you know, somebody is sending the rain or not sending the rain. And, you know, so they got all these ideas about, you know, the Greek gods having a battle up there somewhere and that creates the lightning. And so, but it seems like an awfully long learning curve that we've been on.
Yeah. It imagination. And yes, because the unborn child, knowing of its existence and believing itself to be born, wants to live forever.
Yeah.
And so it will do anything. I mean, like Maharaj talks about, the ants, they're walking, you pour water, and the ants, they scurry away. The presence within the ant wants to survive. Yeah. That's the instinct, because now I know myself, and I believe when this body is gone, I won't know myself, whether I'm an ant or a cat or a person. When this body's gone, I'll no longer know myself. I exist. Will I exist? Because I didn't know I existed. Now suddenly I know I exist. So will I know I exist? Will I exist? This is the question that causes man to go and try to find answers through the illusion of duality and the concept of acquiring knowledge to be in a safe space.
We're in love with existence.
Yeah.
So
what is the existence purpose of manifestation?
I'm sorry?
What is the purpose of manifestation?
There's no purpose. Just like tonight, you dream. What's the purpose of your dream? What's the purpose or what are the activities? And even the people that are within your dream, let's say they're mowing a field and you wake up before their field is mowed. Was their purpose useless because they never got to finish mowing the field? Or was it just an activity that was spontaneously occurring in the moment because of whatever, because of the consciousness desiring to create, which is what consciousness does, which is what the presence does. The presence is constantly just everything. It's just all this is appearing on your spontaneous presence, and it's all spontaneous. It's all just no reason. There's no why, because nothing is happening. That's the highest truth. If we start to explain the things that are not happening, we can get lost in the explanation of why they appear to be happening, even though they're not. But when you remain with your formlessness, you can feel this sense. You know yourself. I am.
Well, the goo comes together.
Pardon me?
The goo. You talk about the goo.
Ah, yes, yes. The five elemental goo. Yes, yes.
Don't the masters sometimes say the purpose is to wake up and to be aware?
But again, see, this is only if you believe yourself to be a body. You're not a body. There's no waking up. There's no one to be aware. This Keith, even if he becomes a great guru and absolutely knows himself as one with everything, is nothing other than the formless presence and will always be the formless presence. There's no Keith, no birth, no death. It's formless presence. Just like tonight in the dream, if we all dream about each other, and we're all dreaming that we're on this spiritual path and we're talking about our spiritual experiences, and we see one of our members die in the dream and we say, oh, you know, the presence went on to another. But it's not true. Nothing. See, we have to stop this idea. And Maharaj, one of the videos that I just put up was, when there's no I, there's no why.
Yeah.
And that's very beautiful. When I was listening to that video and I was trans, I was like, that is really good. When there's no I, there's no why. When there's a why, there's an I that wants to know why, but there's no I.
Sir, can we say, like, you know, all the activities are insurance for the false existence?
Well, again, and see, you could say, oh, I'm doing spiritual activities, but I'm not getting any result. But there's no one to get result, and there are no results to get unless I believe I'm a body. Once I know that my reality is formless, ultimate truth, you are not body, you were not body, and you are not going to remain the body. Right now, you're the formless holder of this body form. But you cannot die, you cannot be born. And even when we say holder, this is not exactly accurate because the presence that's within the body is also all around the body. because the body is within presence, not presence within the body. Although presence can be sensed within the body form as I am and I exist, the body itself is an appearance within presence.
So, sir, like, you know, the one thing, common thing being observed in your words is, apart from presence, nothing is there.
Correct.
So, your effort here is to invalidate all other experiences or all other assumptions.
Absolutely. But knowing yourself in a real sense, you don't need to invalidate. It's automatic. It's like, oh, so that I am that. So nothing else is, just this.
Yeah, to get that conviction, all this effort is required, meditation or whatever.
Basically, concentrating. Like Maharaj says, meditation is not sitting like this, om, and chanting and doing this sort of thing. Meditation is inviting the attention of the invisible listener, the formless presence that you are. Recognition. Recognition in the projection. Oh. And using this body form, it comes as a sense of presence. And while having the experience of duality, you can use this body to recognize it and to know yourself in a real sense. I am formless, I'm not the form. Maharaj has already said. Now, if you can just forget about everything you've known other than the formless presence was in Maharaj. There was no actual Maharaj. That was your own selfless self that told you, have complete faith and trust in the master. You are not body. You were not body. You are not going to remain the body. Accept your selfless self. There is no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, nothing is there except your selfless self, that formless presence in the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj, knowing purely I am formless, telling you the formlessness that still have this little bit not so conviction that you're not formless. You still have a little bit belief that you're a body. So the formlessness says to the formlessness in you, you're not body. And all of that is done within the dream, within the presence itself. And that's it. And now, go, do your job, do your duties. Do whatever needs to be done. Car needs washing? Go wash the car. It's not like, oh, I'm formless presence, I can't wash car. Oh, you know, the rain will come and wash my car. I'm very spiritual. No, go wash your car. You get hungry, go get something to eat. But there's no longer this, oh, what's going to happen when I die? Or, oh, I'm getting older. Or the doctor tells you, listen, you know, you're gaining too much weight and you have heart problems and this and that. Okay, doctor says this. What do? You say, oh, this body form, I'm giving a little bit too much food for this food body. So now I'll cut back on the food. But that's it. It's not a, oh my God, I'm going to die. Doctor says to take medicine for this body. Okay, take medicine for the body. Mm-hmm. But the body is not concerned.
Yeah, and there's also the corollary to that is I must have this or that, some object in order to make me happy.
Yes, you know? This is the most silliness, because if you're formless, you'll never be able to, to possess an object.
Right.
And at the same time, all objects are within your formlessness, so you already have all those objects, if you really want to say that. They appear on your spontaneous presence.
Right.
But here is the formlessness. I think Maharaj uses the example beautifully. When you came into the world, you had no pockets. So, you have no place to put possessions.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
And just as in the dream. Again, you could go in your dream tonight and have beautiful mansion house. And like you were talking about the pool, you have this beautiful private pool. It's so nice. And then you wake up and it's not there. So there's no possession because you can't take that with you. And when this body can no longer sustain the formless essence and create this illusion of experience, because there's a body form available with which the consciousness can create, then you don't have any possessions either. And whatever possessions you had in this illusory world are gone. So whatever you have, be happy. Okay. The happiness comes from within. If the possessions are there, okay, it's nice. If the possessions are not there, okay, they're gone. That's it. I'm formless.
But you know what also is interesting is that in the dream you do have this beautiful home and this nice car, and so you enjoy it for however long the dream lasts, and it's almost like the same thing is in this other dream, because you don't know if you might, you just enjoy what you have for what it is. And then that could be going away also, because it's phenomenal. It isn't. So, you know, you can enjoy in either realm. It's the same. The experience is the same, whichever dream you're in, whether it's the short dream or the long dream. Right. So in a way, if you're enjoying some beautiful stuff in a dream, you might not have to create it in this dream because you've already enjoyed it.
Well, and you have to be conscious of desire, because if you have something and you want it again, you know, I go to a restaurant. It's so delicious. What do I want to do? I want to run back and go to that restaurant again because, oh, it was so delicious. And that's a desire.
Yeah.
It's something saying, I had this experience. I want to repeat this experience. All experiences are illusory. They're all temporary. Your own existence is temporary in this body form. So knowing this, that everything is illusory and transitory and temporary, then what is here, nice. What is not, is not. It's okay. I have no desire to repeat experiences because I know there's no experiencer or experience. All experiences are illusory experiences, as you just said, whether in the waking state or in the dream state. Everything you're experiencing is not true.
That's where dispassion comes in, right?
Well, and that's not trying to create the dispassion. That's the natural, again, when you know yourself in a real sense, you don't want anything. And see, this knowing your sense in a real sense with this body form, it's a selfless self-intoxication. So you may want yourself. Like, honestly, you may want to spend a lot of time with that selfless self-intoxication, that overwhelming feeling of presence. And that may be, for a time, just too much. Like, that's what I want to do. Or what I want to do, I want to sit here with myself. And then as you're walking and being with yourself all the time, then this is just natural. Then you are yourself, and there's no longer a separation, unless, again, if something impresses or some kind of happening. Like Maharaj says, it's a five elemental body. Disturbance in the five elements, we see all the time. Thunderstorms coming, that's disturbance in the five elements. Same thing with this body form. There can be disturbance in the five elements. Problems can come, things can come, but you're formless. So again, they're transitory, illusory, they come and they go. Ah, hello, hello, Sonny.
Hey, John, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Good, good, yes, yes. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you very much.
Good, good.
Thanks for the videos.
Oh, yes, yes. You're welcome.
Can anything be said about the subtle knowing that knows it's all illusion? Is it nothing needs to be said about it? Or?
Well, again, then there's acrobatics and mind and thinking and all this sort of stuff. You're formless. When you sit with yourself quietly, just I without anything. There's no body, there's no world, there's no nothing. You're just here with yourself. That sense of presence that can be felt through the body form, you invite the attention of the invisible listener. And as Maharaj says, invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. So there's no need to figure anything out. When I start figuring things out, then I'm using intellect and ego, mind, and intellect again, came along with the body. They're just extra add-ons. The mind can't present anything to you about yourself. Only because mind came along with the body, the mind stores impressions based on I am a body having experiences, and then has memories of the experiences of being a body. But again, this can be cleared. You are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain the body. Body's not your identity. The mantra running all the time. You're listening to the mantra as it's running naturally, and just naturally observing this mantra running. And then you're observing the observer, or concentrating on the concentrator. And then there's no concentration, no concentrator, no meditation, no meditator, no nothing.
So like the mind wants to create a computer app, that can turn on enlightened mind or not, but the mantra does away with the need for all that, I guess.
Again, Maharaj would say, the mantra is the antivirus software. You have a lot of bugs in your computer. Use the mantra as the antivirus software to erase. The bugs are all these memories you're holding on to from the perspective of being a person having experiences, but they're not true. So, antivirus software, you remain with the mantra. And as the mantra's running again, you're concentrating, concentrating. Like Maharaj says, the mantra impresses. And what you impress with the spirit reflects. Spirit recognizes, oh, so that I am that. Presence with presence. Consciousness with consciousness, whatever you want to call it. I am with I am. You just remain. And that, all things can come and go. All these are appearances on spontaneous presence, and you are not concerned.
Sir, one personal question. How did you get this, you know, unwavering faith that, you know, you are that?
Maharaj. I mean, in the...
What led you?
Again, I was starting to experience this sense of presence, and I knew somehow intuitively that this sense of presence was Maharaj. And I got on the plane. I wrote about this in the Ramakant Maharaj Dakshina journal. And it said, as I was writing, I am going to India to surrender whatever idea I have about myself at the feet of my master, Sri Ramakant Maharaj, who I know is the God of my understanding, or this presence. And when I went there, you know, the first thing was, actually, when I first saw Maharaj, I thought, oh, he's a little bit smaller than I thought he would be. Like, I don't know why, but that's what I thought. And then I started talking. I just sat and we listened. And then he said, okay, I'll give you mantra this afternoon. So we went. And I told you about, we went out with another devotee and had something to eat, and I was fine. And when I went to India, I had the long hair and the red, I have a picture of that on the website too, but the long hair, the red rocks beads, the beard, all this, because the sattva quality, so to speak, had really taken off. It was time. I think they talk about the ripeness, whatever you want to call it. I truly, when I went to see Maharaj, no matter what was going to happen there, I wanted to surrender. I just wanted to surrender everything, totally and completely. And he had already, the formless presence, you know, when I was Skyping with Maharaj and he said, so when are you coming to India? I said, oh, August. Oh, good, good. And I hadn't looked at my calendar. I didn't have a visa. I didn't have a passport. I'd never traveled before anywhere. And everything came into place. I went and I applied for the passport and I did this and I got the visa and all these things. And even the most beautiful thing, I'd started listening to bhajans and reading Selfless Self. That was another thing. When Selfless Self came out, I was reading that on the train going into work and coming back from work. And when I came to the mailbox with the bhajans playing, I just walked right up and picked the passport out. I hadn't checked the mailbox previously. So this is Selfless Self, this is presence, surrendering and seeing the surrendering. That's why when I was at the ashram, there was another devotee there, and I tried very hard to impress that this whole thing is like designed to know ourselves. Nothing is actually, don't think about the experiences, because he was saying, oh, it's very hot, and there's bugs, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. I said, but understand that Selfless Self is creating this, so you will rely on the Selfless Self and not on these illusory happenings. And that's why the food poisoning was beautiful. I mean, I was puking and had diarrhea. It was just incredible. But Maharaj had given the mantra. And I just remained with mantra. And when I'm out there barfing, I'm remaining with mantra. When Maharaj says, we're going to put you in the car and take you to the hospital, normally you would think a foreign person would say, whoa, I'm going to a foreign hospital. That's very scary. No, because I wasn't experiencing it. Because I was remaining with mantra, observing this body going through these various things without an experiencer being created that I'm having this experience. And I went to the hospital and they put the IV. They did the thing. Maharaj left and he came back. And before I know it, I'm back at the ashram. And that's, I explained about the cold water and the hot water. See, these are the things that John would have found really terrible. Oh my God, this scalding hot water. How am I to take a shower? But instead, mantra. And then I see the bucket and I'm doing, and there's a little bit cold water in the bucket and I'm moving it and I'm putting some hot water in the bucket and I'm dumping it on my head and I'm taking the shower, but I'm with mantra. Because complete faith and trust in the master, everything is illusion. All these experiences, you don't take the touch of these experiences. You don't take the touch.
But, you know, see here, whoever is listening this, you know, current satsang, everybody except in terms of degree, everybody wants to, you know, leave behind this false idea of separatedness. So if we look closely, the only difference here is that, you know, readiness or faithfulness of your words are not changing at all. Maybe the questions are changing. Accordingly, you are showing the invalidatoriness of those things or shallowness in that. And again, you are coming back to that. You are that. So as a listener, like, you know, when you are a listener, practitioner, what made you, like, you know, to go, like, you know, beyond this, you know, sense of separatedness? You know, is it your suffering in your life?
Spontaneous. If you're talking about, before seeing Maharaj, I went to AA. You know, I was, and I told Maharaj this, I was absolutely just terrible. And I came into AA, I started working these steps, and I sensed the presence for the first time after working these steps. And to me, you know, you're supposed to talk about higher power or whatever. To me, this presence was my concept of a power greater than myself, and all the prayers were to this presence. And as I did good things, I felt the presence grow. As I did not so good things, I wouldn't feel the presence anymore. And that was kind of that duality stage still. Oh, look at this. When I do service and I do these things, this sense of presence grows. So then as I continued, I went through and I turned to the presence rather than the world. You go through something, yes? And at first the presence is just where you escape. And you say, okay, I'm escaping here. But then it becomes that, okay, this presence is so strong and so beautiful, I can allow anything to come and go within it, and I'm okay. When a situation happens that looks like it demands my attention, I try to remain with the presence. And this is what led then to Maharaj, going to him, and Maharaj saying, because when we were there, and the presence, I wrote about this in the journal too, the presence is reflecting so strongly with Maharaj. And Maharaj says, you are not body. You were not body. You are not going to remain the body. So if you're sensing this presence and there is no body, you are not body, then you are that presence and there is nothing else. And that presence is within the body form of Maharaj saying this to you. And now you deepen the conviction by understanding that these appearances, these experiences that appear to be happening in the world, they're there for you to remain with your selfless self, to be at the feet of the master, and not the feet like in a physical form. Although that was another thing, the devotion was so overwhelming. Even when I was leaving to go to this place, I think I was leaving the last day, I went and I kneeled down, and Maharaj didn't really want you to do that, but I was in the driveway where the gravel and all that was. And there was no thought about kneeling to his feet. I said, oh, let me bow to your feet one last time. And when he came to America, I dropped to his feet again, because That is your own selfless self. That's presence. You're able to actually give yourself to yourself. And that's the most beautiful thing you can do. And it's for everyone right here. All of us are that. The next experience that you have that seems like it needs your attention, know that it's created there for you to remain with your selfless self. The more you turn up the heat, the more you remain with your selfless self. Because all of this is appearing on your spontaneous presence. It's only there as a distraction from the reality. But Master says, don't get distracted from the reality. These things come and go. You remain. And once you know yourself in a real sense, because you spent time with the meditation, you have the spontaneous conviction, so that I am that. I know this sense of presence and body form. This presence is all there is. Whether body is here or not makes no difference to this presence that I am. Well, it's like we are at our end.
That is the time. Thank you, John.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Good night.
Everyone, enjoy your evening.
Good night.